Sitzta B'tziris is generously sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas. Thank you so much. And by Yelad Avram Forman, Rafua Shlema, Hadassah Rachabas Chana Golda. We're in the addendum to the Amida Elokai Netzur. And we are trying to finish up the words, Aseh Leman Shemech, Aseh Leman Yiminech, Aseh Leman Kedushasech, Aseh Leman Torasecha. The tour later, the Shulchan Aruch tell us that when we say these words with intent, with kavana, then we're Mekabel Panei Ashchina. Of all the words of the Amida, when we focus on these words, then we find ourselves in the presence of the Almighty. So last night I began a beautiful essay in the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman. He quotes an obscure, enigmatic comment of the Chassam Sofer, that every year, B'chol Shana Parshas Noach, it's brought down Likutei Chaim Ben Chaver from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. Every year, Parshas Noach, the Chassam Sofer would say, Es kashti nasati ba'anan, my rainbow I placed in the cloud, kashti is Rosh Tevos, Kedushasi Shmi Torasi Yemini, these four assays somehow is connected to the rainbow in the cloud. And the Shvilei Pinchas explained, based on a beautiful insight of the Bnei Yisachar. The Gemara tells us that Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nina Lusharei Tfila, we're unable to access. The gates of Tfila are locked. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk in Eicha describes that you wrapped yourself in a cloud, Hashem, Me'avur Tfila, that prayer cannot pierce. Hashem is behind a cloud, he is concealed, he is hidden. How do we pierce that cloud? Through the kashti. The kashti, nasati be'anan, the rainbow he put in the cloud. How do we access the kashti, the rainbow? It's an acronym, Rosh Tevos, for having kavana when we say these four things. Aseh leman shemecha, aseh leman yiminecha, aseh leman torasecha, aseh leman kedusha secha. But what is that idea? So the Bnei Yisachar said, when we daven for our own needs, our own well-being, for ourselves, then the heavenly court says, maybe he deserves, maybe he doesn't. Maybe she deserves, maybe she doesn't. We'll have to check their merit. But when we daven because of Tzar HaShechina, when we ask for, we say, it's not for me, Hashem. It's for you. The Shechina is in Golas. Then Hashem is more likely to answer because it's in his favor. So what we left off last night was the Bnei Yisachar has fantastic advice. Couch and present all of our tefillah, not about us, but Hashem, if you leave this the way it is, whatever's missing, whatever I need, whatever is my crisis, whatever I'm davening for is not about me. How can I fulfill my mission, my mandate? It's going to be a chil Hashem if you don't give it. So Bnei Yisachar says the problem is, what if we're inauthentic? We're not genuine. We last left off last night. So a person's going to say, Hashem, if I don't win the lottery, oh, what a chil Hashem. Tzar Hashchina. It'll be a kiddush Hashem if I win, so let me have the winning numbers. Not for me. Don't do it for me. I say leman shemecha. Es kashti nasati be'anan. So, yet the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Dover shkarim lo yikon leneged einai. One who tells lies shall not be established before my eyes. Hashem doesn't tolerate if we're disingenuous, if we're dawdling in a way that's not true. So how do we reconcile these two things? When we say, I say leman shemecha, at the end of davening, someone told me last night, they were very disappointed. After the Siddur snippet between Mincha and Marv, they thought Marv was going to be like 25 minutes long. They couldn't believe that everybody flew through. I guess it's me because they wait for me. So it was a little bit of deserved criticism of me. How could it be that we learned on the power as kashti nasati be'anan and we didn't concentrate more on aseh leman shemecha v'chulei? How could it be? So maybe we should all concentrate a lot. Everything we ask for in the Amida will only actually go through, be answered favorably if we tell Hashem it's not for us, it's for you, and we mean it. But do we really mean it? We're just using it as a shtick. We're just using it as a scheme. If it's just the way that we think we'll get answered, it's not real. So listen to what the Bnei Yisachar writes. Because of lack of time, I'll read it to you in the English. He writes to Bnei Yisachar, the way to do this is at the end of Elokai Netzor, in our personal tefillah, to say the following. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, it's true that I'm praying due to my own personal distress. I'm not on a high enough spiritual level to pray solely for your sorrow. Nevertheless, seeing as I know and believe that you share in Yisrael's suffering, please fulfill my request, so your suffering will be diminished as well. Would that I was on a sufficiently high level to daven on behalf of your sorrow rather than mine, I would. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, quoting the Bnei Yisachar, if we present our sentiment and our tefillah sincerely in that way, what we're saying is it's not tover shkarim. We're not lying. We're saying, as Hashem, I really want to. I really wish I could. That would be the ideal way. So accept it as if I am, because I'm honest. I'm not lying. I'm not disingenuous. I'm not duplicitous. I know that it's not what it should be, but trust, aseh leman shemecha, aseh leman yiminecha, aseh leman torasecha, aseh leman kedushasecha, es kashti nasati be'anan. But the last question that's left is, what does this have to do with Parshas Noach? Why would the illusion? Hashem says, Mishachar beis hamikdash, nina lusharei tefillah. since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem is hiding in a cloud, and even our tefillahs don't reach Him. They do reach Him. How? The rainbow is in the cloud. How do we get the rainbow? Concentrating on these four assays. How do you concentrate on those four assays? Making it about Him, not us. What if you don't feel that? Admit that to Hashem, and He treats it as if you did. What does that have to do with Parshas Noach? So that's the end of the Chassam Sofer Menei Yisoscha. And here the Shvilei Pincha says, what it has to do with Noach is, as much as Noach was an Ish Tzadik, Tomim Bedorosov, the Zohar, others are critical, that Noach didn't daven for the people. Noach could have. He didn't advocate, he didn't daven. The Navi calls them May Noach. He is accountable because he could have davened and he didn't. Why didn't he daven? Because he didn't feel the Tzar HaShchina, that he was going to have to reset and reboot the entire world. That's the criticism. So as Kashtin Asati Ba'anan, which is the answer to Noach, is also a veiled criticism of Noach. If only he would have concentrated as Kashti, if only he would have thought, I say Laman Shemecha, Laman Yiminecha, Laman Torasecha, Laman Kiddush Asecha, if only he would have thought, as Kashtin Asati Ba'anan, he would have listened. The Zohar says, who is the Gilgul of Noach? You didn't see this coming in Siddur snippets. Now we're holding by Gilgulim. Who's the Gilgul, says the Zohar, of Noach? The Arizal quotes Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, who spends his life advocating for the people, feeling Moshe's, what's his argument? Fast forward, when Moshe goes to Hashem and he says, really, the people don't deserve it. You should wipe them out. They're incorrigible. They're impossible. But what would people say about you, Hashem? These are your people. It's not good for the brand. It's not good for the image. It's not a good look for you to wipe out your own people. So forgive them, even though they're undeserving. Moshe picks up where Noach failed and left off. And we can too, as Kashtin Asati Ba'anan, have Kavana, and even if we're struggling to present it for the right reason, B'nai Yisrael says, just admit that, and still it will be powerful to Mekabo P'nai.